Francesca Klapczyk of 11th Hour Racing finds herself in 6th place after the first 24 hours of the Vendée Arctique Les Sables d'Olonne, navigating light winds but gearing up for a challenging stretch to Ireland. Here's why her strategic decisions could redefine her race trajectory. Klapczyk, in her second solo IMOCA race, is optimistic despite facing a 4-mile gap behind 5th place Violette Durand on Initiative's Kerr. She acknowledges that competitors like Sam Goodchild on Massif Santé Prévoyance are outpacing her significantly. The guys ahead were doing absolutely insane averages, she admits, as she grapples with speed on a long port tack. As she prepares for the impending northwesterly winds, Klapczyk focuses on adjusting her boat setup, aiming for better performance. With the forecast predicting 4-meter waves and 25 knots of wind near Fastnet Rock, her priority shifts to boat preservation amid the rough sea state. Having recharged during the night, Klapczyk remains determined to close the gap and refine her approach in this demanding race. A key moment is anticipated as she approaches the southern tip of Ireland, where she hopes to find her rhythm and boost her standing in the fleet.